Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Pei Gimel. We left off on Daf Pei Beis and Beis. We are at Ve'ika Da Amri, a second version that we're going to begin of the conversation that we had yesterday. Ve'ika Da Amri, five lines from the end of the page on Pei Beis and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Vasimcha Shalom. Also by Yael and Yosef Gurevich, in appreciation of their children's Rebbeim and Marot. Also by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer, in honor and appreciation to the shiur and commemoration of the yard sites in Teves of his mother, Rachel Bas Yisrael, Zecharon Lebracha, and his wife, Hindel Bas Eliyakim HaKohen, Zecharon Lebracha, Neshama Shavna Aliyah. Also by David Ham, in honor of his wife, Margie, on her birthday. Very happy birthday. And also, for, wasn't it yesterday? Yeah. Okay, and also for a Refuah Shleima to Shmaryo ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam Hishav Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to do today is we're going to continue the discussion yesterday. If a person takes a neder, a woman takes a neder that has elements of Inui Nefesh and elements of non-Inui Nefesh. So how do we deal with Hafaras Nedarim in such a case? Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether it's possible to bring a karban on a nazirus of less than 30 days. We're going to have a lot of discussion about nazirus. You often find that at the end of one mesechta, we already start the discussions relating to the next mesechta. So we're going to have a discussion about whether it's possible to bring a karban on a nazirus of less than 30 days, because a stam nazirus and a minimal nazirus is really shloshim yom. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about two seemingly unrelated halachos. First, if a woman takes a neder not to get hana'a from anybody, so what does she eat? Is she allowed to eat anything? Is that neder going to be binding? And then the Mishnah is going to have a second halacha about trumas and maestros for a person who takes a neder against Kohanim and Leviim. So how does trumas and maestros work out in that regard? The Gemara is going to have a stira in the Mishnah, is going to note a stira in the Mishnah when a woman takes a neder against everybody, against all the brios, konim shani nena lebrios, is the husband included in brios in that regard? They're going to have a stira in Mashmalos, the two lines in the Mishnah, whether the husband is included in the category of brios. So the Gemara is going to note the stira, and we're going to have three resolutions to that stira, whether a husband is considered part of brios as far as that is concerned. So let's begin Ve'ika da Amri on Daf Pei Beis on Beis. So another version of the same conversation we left off with yesterday, which is a woman takes a neder, that it's one neder, but there are components of the neder that have inui nefesh, and components of the neder that are not inui nefesh. So Ve'ika da Amri, some say that it wasn't that Rav Asi was saying, said this din in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, like we learned it yesterday, but rather by mine Rav Asi mi Rabbi Yochanan. The Rav Asi asked from Rabbi Yochanan the following shaila: Nader mishtei kikaros. A woman takes a neder hana'a from two kikaros. Ba'achas misane. One of those kikaros is very good bread that will cause inui nefesh for her inability to eat it. Ba'achas ein misane. The other one is coarse bread that's not going to be any inui nefesh at all if she's unable to eat that bread. So mahu, is the husband able to be mefer even the chelek of the neder that does not involve inui nefesh? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rav Asi, mefer l'misana ve'in mefer l'she'in misana. The husband could be mefer the portion of the neder that includes inui nefesh, but he's not able to be mefer the portion of the neder that does not include inui nefesh. So essentially, she's now the husband could be made for the neder to the extent that she'll be allowed to eat the fine bread, but he's not going to be able to be made for to the extent that she'll be able to eat the coarse bread. The coarse bread is still going to be aser because the husband can't touch that part of the neder. That part of the neder is still going to be intact. Says so Rav Asi challenges Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling me the husband cannot be made for the non-inui nefesh section of her neder, but we have a Mishnah Meseches Nazir that Isha Shanadra Benazir, a woman who accepted upon herself a nazirus. She said that she's not going to drink wine. She's not going to be mitami lemesim. Right, all the dinim of nazirus. Vaisa shosi yainu mitami lemesim, and then she goes ahead and she drinks wine, and she goes ahead and she's mitami lemesim. Harezo sofeges es harbayim. Halach is she's chayiv malchus because she violated the terms of a Nazirus, meaning that's very clear, that's very obvious, that she's going to be Chayv Malkus. Hefer la Baila, if the husband was then made for the Nazirus, vihi lo yada she hefer la, and she had no idea that the husband was made for the Nazirus. Husband sees that she's not keeping this Nazirus is not going to work out, etc. So the husband goes, and he's made for the Nazirus without even informing her. So she thinks she's a Nazir, but she's not. And she goes and she drinks wine, and she's metamin the mesim. She's not going to be chayv malchus because she's no longer a nazir, because she's not in, so therefore it's not a violation of a nazirus anymore for her to drink meat, to drink wine, and to be metame lemesim. The Gemara in Maseches Nazir Daf Chav Gimel says, yeah, but she still needs kapara, right? She's still going to require kapara for her actions. That's what Rav Rimon gave Chabura about when he was here, that she's still going to need kapara for her actions, because the pasuk says Isha Haferam VaHashem Yislachla. So what do you mean, if Isha Haferam, why does she need slicha? Why would she need forgiveness if her husband took care of the nazirus? No, it's because she doesn't know that her husband took care of the Nazirus, so she has a machsheves achet, that just by having machsheves achet, she's going to require kapara just for that alone, for a machsheves achet. There's a chiddush that Tosfos has in Maseches Kiddushin, that not only does one need kapara for machsheves achet, but even there's even an iser of lifnei iver on machsheves achet, because the Gemara over there says that a father should not test his son by being korea ksuso in front of him, by tearing his clothing or by doing something to upset the child. It's going to be lifnei iver if the kid then is disrespectful to the father. So Tosfos says that that's talking about where even if the father told the kid in advance that it's that he's being mochel him, that I'm mochel anything, but because if he didn't tell him in advance, then it would be a violation of lifnei iver of machsheva sachet on the father's part if he didn't tell the kid in advance that he was mochel him. So you see that even a lifnei iver a machsheva sachet is going to be a problem. But anyway, so that's what the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Nazir. Before we get to what the raya is from the Mishnah Maseches Nazir, important to point out that the Gemara in Nazir on Daf Chafal Vam Beis discusses whether a husband can be oker with it through his hafara, is oker the neder the mafreya, like an akiras chacham, or is only when the husband is made for, he's only matir mikanu lahaba, that he's only really made for the neder mikanu lahaba, but it's not oker the mafreya. So the Gemara points out the nafkamina is, what if the woman drank wine before the hafara sabal? Does she get malchus now? Meaning she takes a neder nazirus on Sunday, she drinks wine on Monday, and on Tuesday the husband is made for the nazirus. So does she get malchus for the wine that she drank on Monday? So if you can say that the husband is oker the nazirus and mafreya, it turns out she's not going to get malchus because she never violated any nazirus. The nazirus was nekar lemafreya. But if you're going to say that it's only mikan lahaba, but on Sunday, Monday, and until the husband was made for on Tuesday, the nazirus was there, then she's going to get malchus. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the ratio of the Mishnah that we just quoted, that lechora, there's no chiddush in the ratio of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? She took a neder nazirus, then she drank wine, she gets malchus. Shkayach, of course she's going to get malchus when she violates the nazirus. What's the chiddush? So must be, says the Gemara, that the case is that even if that the ratio is also talking about a case where the husband was made for the nazirus, but he wasn't made for it in time. He was only made for the nazirus after she had already drunk the wine, and that's the chiddush of the ratio, that she gets malchus. Why is she going to get malchus? Because the hafara of the husband is only mikanu lahaba. It's not going to work lemafreya. So the Gemara rejects the raya, and he says, no, it could be that the ratio is talking about a case where there was no hafara at all. Just a straightforward case. A woman became a nazir, she drank wine, she gets malchus. Aye, what's the chiddush? No chiddush. It's just setting up the next halacha where there is a chiddush. And the next halacha was that once the husband is mefer, even though she's unaware of the hafara, if she drinks wine, she's not going to get malchus. But anyway, that's not really germane to our discussion. Our discussion is what happens when you have a neder that involves inoy nefesh and non-inoy nefesh. Can the husband be mefer the non-inoy nefesh sections of the neder? So now we're bringing a raya from this Mishnah Nazir that we just quoted. E amrit mefer l'masana ve'in mefer l'shein masana. If you're going to tell me that the husband can only be made for the inoy nefesh section of her neder, but he's not able to be made for the non-inoy nefesh section of the neder, so why, when the husband was made for her neder, does she not get malchus? Dilma min yayin di islat sara eferla. Maybe we could say that the isra from the isra of drinking wine, that's an inrei nefesh element that the husband could be mefer for her, because you could be mefer nidrei inrei nefesh. But min charza nu min zug, how much inrei nefesh is there if she can't eat grape seeds or if she can't eat grape peels? Lo eferla. Maybe he's not made for that. The lo islat sara, because there is no tsar. There's no inrei nefesh by not having grape seeds and grape peels, and therefore if she eats those things, she should still get malchus even after the husband was made for, because he doesn't have the ability to touch that part of the nether. So why does the Braisa just assume that if the husband is made for, she's never going to get malchus? So it must be like Shmuel said, that since the husband could be made for the nazirus legabe the shtias yayin, which does involve the inui nefesh, he can also be made for the nazirus legabe the elements of the nazirus that don't have. So we have this machlokas, can a husband be made for parts of a neder that don't involve inui nefesh? So you see a raya from the Mishnah Maseches Nazir that yes, because the Mishnah Maseches Nazir says that once he's made for, she's never going to get malchus for that nazirus. Well, why not? There are parts that don't have inui nefesh. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, nah, it's not a raya. You can't bring a raya from nazirus to other nedarim, because there's a special din by nazirus that ain nazirus l'chatzain. They can't have a half of a nazirus. A person cannot be mekabel on themselves a nazirus of only not to drink wine and not be mekabel on themselves not to eat grape peels and grape seeds. So since you can't be mekabel half a nazirus, when the Torah says that the husband could be made for the nazirus of his wife, it has to be that he's able to be made for the entire nazirus of his wife, including the parts that don't involve the inui nefesh. So, but maybe when it comes to other nedarim, where it's up to you how much you want to accept as a neder, so then maybe the husband is more limited and can be made for only the parts that actually relate to inui nefesh. So we don't have a very clear raya from that Mishnah Maseches Nazir. Now, Abaye understands from the fact that Rav Yosef says, we can go on a little bit of a tangent here for a moment, that Rav Yosef says, Ein nazirus l'chatzayin, so Abaye is going to comment to Rav Yosef based on the following. He understands that not only can a person not be mekabel an incomplete nazirus, meaning a nazirus only on wine and not on seeds and grapes, not only is that not a possibility, a nazirus, even a full nazirus, there's only a rule that you can't be mekabel in a complete nazirus. But if you're mekabel in a complete nazirus for an incomplete amount of time, that works for a nazirus. So if you have the full nazirus, it could be chal for less than 30 days. Otherwise, Rav Yosef shouldn't have used the phrase ein nazirus l'chatzayin. He should have said ein chatzayin b'nazirus, that there are no halvesies when it comes to nazirus, that there's just nothing about half when it comes to nazirus, or ein korban l'chatzayin. So if that is correct, if Abaye's diuk is correct from the fact that Rav Yosef says ein nazirus l'chatzayin, he's telling you that you can't be mekabel half of the rules of nazirus without the other half of the rules of nazirus, but that you can be mekabel half of the time frame of a nazirus. He could be mekabel in the zirus for just a week or two, and half of the time frame in the zirus. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says Rav Yosef, HaKorban l'chatzi nazirus ika. Ooh, I could be medayik from you that if a woman is mekabel in the zirus for shloshim yom, and then the husband is made for the nazirus halfway through, that the woman should bring a korban on the 15 days that she was a nazira. And you can't say that, but that can't be true, because the Torah doesn't say to bring a korban unless it's a nazirus of shloshim yom. Ella amar Abaye, so Abaye says, based on that kasha, ein nazirus l'chatzayin ve'ein korban l'chatzayin. Meaning Abaye is saying, he's essentially criticizing Rav Yosef's phrasing of ein nazirus l'chatzayin. And he's saying, your phrasing is inaccurate, because it gives the impression that there is that there is a korban l'chatzi nazirus, but that's not true. Just like there's ein nazirus l'chatzayin, there's also ein korban l'chatzi nazirus. Just like you can't be mekabel upon yourself part of a nazirus, you also can't be mekabel upon yourself half. You also can't end up bringing a korban for a period of time that is less than a nazirus shlema. You can't be mekabel a nazirus shlema for a zman muat, for less than 30 days. And if the husband is made for the nazirus of his wife after only 15 days, the woman would not bring a korban at all, even though the hafara of the baal is not oker the nazirus of mafreya, because the Torah doesn't say to bring a korban. carbon on anything less than a complete nazirus of 30 days. So now the Gemara asks on Abaye. He says, you don't bring a carbon on a nazirus that's less than 30 days. Meisvei, I'll challenge you from a brisa. Ha'isha shenadra benazir. A woman who's mekabel upon herself nazirus. And then she became tame with during the period of the nazirus. So she has to bring a carbon. Asha menachata sa'of and an ola sa'of, meaning there are halachos, so three different carbonos that a nazir shenitma has to bring. A nazir becomes tame, you got to bring a behema for an asha, mechata sa'of and an ola sa'of. V'hifrisha behemta, and she designated her behema for the carbon asha. The other two carbonos are ofos. That's how we know behemta means the carbon asha, right? So she's mafresh her behema that she wants to use for the carbon asha. V'acharka chefer labayla, and then the husband is mefir her nazirus. Mevia chata sa'of, ve'ina mevia ola sa'of. She brings a chata sa'of, but not the ola sa'of. V'amrit ein carbon lechatzi nazirus. But if you're going to say that you don't bring a carbon for half of the days of a nazirus, amai mevia chata sa'of. Why would she bring a chata sa'of? The husband was oker the neder, mikanu lahaba, so she should be pata from bringing carbon entirely. So the Gemara brings that even if you're going to reject Abaye based on this brisa, the brisa is still going to be problematic. Meaning, you want to use this brisa as a raya against Abaye, but the brisa is fundamentally flawed anyway. This brisa is going to require explanation. Velamai, yesh carbon lechatzin nazirus. So what are you trying to prove from this brisa? That there is a carbon for chatzin nazirus, and since the husband is only ochre the nazirus, mikanu lahaba, and he's not able to be ochre the mafreya, so there's still a din of nazirus for those 15 days, and that's why she brings a chatas ha'ov. But then you're going to have a difficulty explaining shalosh beimus by letuye. Why is she only bringing a chatas ha'ov? She should have to bring all three karbanos, chatas, ola, ushlamin. And now that she became tameh, she should bring a behema for the asham, a chatas ha'ov, and an ola ha'ov, like any other nazir that became tameh. That's how the Ran, Tosas, and the Rush understand. The Ran explains that you could explain it even a little differently, that the Gemara is trying to tell us that since the husband is not okir the nedil mafre, he's only okar mikanu la'aba. It turns out that the days of that she already was noeg nazirus are not batel, and they and she was tahora during those days that she was noeg nazirus, and she should bring the three karbanos of nazirus tahara. The Melo Roim asks on that explanation that the din that a nazir that becomes tami brings karbanos tahara after she becomes tahara is only because she starts a minyan chadash of tahara. It's only because she starts counting again the tahara. In that case, you wouldn't bring karbanos on the Torah that she had previously. So anyway, so we'll stick with the original understanding of the Ran. So the Gemara answers, El Yolam, Eim Karban L'Chatzin Nazirus. Really, Abaye is correct that there is no carbon for Chatzin Nazirus. Ay, how is she bringing a Chatas Ha'of then if there's no carbon for Chatzin Nazirus? The Chatas Ha'of, the Masya, the reason she has to bring a Chatas Ha'of, even though there are no Dine Karbanos for a Chatzin Nazirus, Mishum the Chatas Ala Safek, because the halach is that a Chatas Ha'of is more kal. We allow a Chatas to be brought, even in situations where other karbanos would not be brought, such as a situation of safek. Let's say a person is not sure whether they're chayiv a karban chatas, they could bring a chatas ha'of as a karban. Where do we have such a thing? In the Gemara Maseches Nazir Daf Chavtes, you have a case of a yoledes shehipila. A woman had a hapala. She had some sort of miscarriage, but she doesn't know if it was a real nefel, and therefore she's chayiv karban, it counts as a leida, or it was ruach hipila. It was something else that came out of her, it was not a real nefel, and therefore she'd be potter from bringing a karban. So the halacha is she brings a chatas ha'of misafek in order to allow her to eat kachim going forward. But that chatas doesn't get eaten because it's a ba'al safek, but you do bring it. It's a chatas ha'of, it's ba'al safek. So you see that chatas ha'of, we're just a little more loose about chatas ha'of. We're a little more willing to allow a chatas ha'of to be brought. So a chatas ha'of can be brought even al hasafek. So since you see that it's more kal to bring a chatas ha'of, it could be that you could bring a chatas ha'of on a chatzi nazirus as well. But the other components you can't bring unless you have a nazirus shlema. The Gemara in Maseches Nazir has a different answer to this very same kasha, right? The Gemara was bothered. How could it be bringing the chatas ha'of? You're not bringing the other karbanos. Manavshach. If there is nazirus lechatzin, you should bring all of them. And if there's none, if there's carbon for chatzin nazirus, then you should bring all of them. If there's no carbon for chatzin nazirus, you should bring none of them. So the Gemara says no. The reason the woman brings the chatas ha'of is because the Brice is assuming like Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, who holds that a nazir is called a chote because he was mitzayir atzmo min a yayin. So that's what she's bringing. bringing carbon for. She brings a chatos because at the end of the day, she was mitzara herself from yayin. Was it a real nazirus? No, it wasn't a real nazirus. Do you bring carbonus nazirus? No. Chatos is separate because she was mitzara herself from yayin. Tosus and the Rosh think that our Gemara really means that when it gives its answer, when it says Mishum dechatos al asafik. But Pashtus is our Gemara doesn't mean that. It just means the chatos is bal asafik, and therefore of all the carbonos, since this is like somewhere it's not clearly a nazirus, it's also not clearly not a nazirus, so we're more likely to allow a chatos to be brought, but we're not going to allow the other carbonos to be brought. Now we go back to the original discussion that we started with. Rabbi Yochanan holds, when you have a neder, that part of the neder involves inui nefesh, part of the neder does not involve inui nefesh, the husband is the husband is able to be made for only the chelek that has inui nefesh. He's not able to be made for the chelek of the neder that does not involve inui nefesh. So going back to that discussion, the Gemara challenges. Eisvei ha'isha shenadra benazir. A woman, let's say, is mekabel upon herself nazirus. V'nitmeis, and then she became tamei during her nazirus. V'acharka chefer labayla. Then the husband went and was made for the nazirus. So mevia chatas ha'of. Just as she brings a chatas ha'of, just like we just explained, that the chatas ha'of is more kal, and since it's more, it's even ba'al safek, so she brings a chatas ha'of. Ve'in mevi'a olas ha'of, but she does not bring an olas ha'of, because the other kabbanos of nazirus are only on a nazirus of shloshim yom, and this nazirus didn't last shloshim yom. The husband was mefer afterwards. Ve'yamit mefer l'mesana, ve'in mefer l'shem mesana. But wait, if you're going to say that the husband, when you have a dynamic neder, when you have a neder that includes both inui nefesh elements and non-inui nefesh elements, that the husband is only able to be mefer those elements that are inui nefesh, he's not able to be mefer those elements that are not inui nefesh, if that's the case, Dilma mi yayin di islatzara heferla, mi tumas meis the less latzara, lo heferla. Maybe when you look at nazirus, you know, we made a distinction before between wine on the one hand versus grape seeds and grape peels on the other hand. But even leaving out the grape seeds and grape peels, when you look at the two basic halachas of nazirus, no wine and no tumah lemesim. So wine is inui nefesh. Tumah lemesim is no inui nefesh. Who wants to be metami lemes? Who gets any hana'a out of being metami to a mes? So maybe the husband, when he's made for a neder, only has the ability to be made for the chelek of the nazirus that involves wine, but not the chelek of the nazirus that involves tumas meis. So even after the husband is made for her nazirus, she's still not allowed to be mitami lemesim. So legabe tuma, it's not really a chatzi nazirus because she has to be mashlim the nazirus betara afterwards. So since she became tamei, she's going to have to bring all the karbanos that a nazir that became tamei would have to bring. So since the halacha is, we see clearly the halacha is that she does not bring an olas ha'of, so isn't that a raya that when a husband is being made for the part of a neder that does involve inui nefesh, he's also able to be made for the chelik of the neder that does not involve inui nefesh, just by virtue of the fact that we say that her nazirus is over and that she's not going to bring an olas ha'of? Well, wait a second, what happened to the tumah part of her nazirus? It apparently disappeared when the husband was made for the nazirus. So apparently the husband can even be made for the section of the nazirus that does not involve inui nefesh. So before we get to the Gemara's answer, all the Rishonim are bothered, you know, why does the Gemara not give the same answer we gave before about when we asked from Zug and Chartzan, when we asked about the grape seeds and the grape peels, that there's no nazirus l'chatzayin, and therefore, when it comes to other nedarim, it could be that you could split it, and that the husband could only be made for the section that involves even nefesh, not the other section. But nazirus is different. Nazirus is an all or nothing proposition. Then nazirus, it all comes together. Why doesn't the Gemara just give the same answer? Gemara is about to give a different answer. It's going to give a different answer that involves something only related to tumas meis, nothing to do with a nazirus l'chatzayin. So the Ran, the Rosh, Tosfos, they all ask this kasha. So they all answer the same thing. They say that there's a difference between Zug and Chartzan on the one hand and Tuma on the other hand. That when it comes to the Isra of eating grape seeds and grape peels, where there is never a situation where a Nazir is allowed to eat such things. So mele, you could say, a nazirus l'chatzayin. And if the husband is made for the nazirus from wine, there's no such thing as not being allowed to drink wine, but yes, being allowed to have grape seeds, grape peels. But we're going to see in Maseches Nazir that there is a model of nazirus that allows for Tumah l'mesim. There's a type of nazirus called the nazirus shimshon. Regular nazirus Nizirus doesn't allow for Tumas Mason, but Nizirus Shimshon, if a person is Makabel and Nizirus Shimshon, that's all Shimshon did throughout the whole Sefer, right? Throughout the Sefer Shoftim, in the chapters that are dedicated to Shimshon, he's always been Tumas Mason, he's killing everything. So when it comes to Nizirus Shimshon, you're allowed to be Tumas Mason if you're Makabel and Nizirus Shimshon. So we see that there's Makom L'chalek between the Yisra of wine and the Yisra of Tumas Mace. So that's why we're not going to give the same answer that we gave before. The Ran gives a second approach over here, where he says that the Gemara's intention over here is to tell me that even though the Yisra Tuma does involve, the Gemara is just trying to introduce me to the fact that the Yisra Tuma does involve Vinoy Nefesh. Meaning, Ein Achinami, the Ran says in the second answer. The Gemara could have given the same answer, but Ein Nezirus Chatzayim. But the Gemara wants to push and ask this question again, even though it could have given the same answer, just to introduce the other answer that the Gemara is about to give, that there is Inoy Nefesh in Tumas Mesim, that the assumption of the question is incorrect, that you're going to assume that there's no Inoy Nefesh in not being able to be Tamil Mason. There is Inoy Nefesh in that. So the Rashash is bothered by the first answer the Gemara that the Rishonim give. How can you say that Tuma is a separate chelik of the Nazirus, and we're not going to, and the Ein Nazirus Chatzayim doesn't apply to the Dinim of Tuma? The Gemara in the beginning of Sechs Nazir says that a person who says Hareini Nazir Mituma, he has all Din Ein Nazirus automatically. So that's how the Rashash is bothered, that in the approach that all the Rishonim took, that whereas Chartan and Zag are inseparable from the Yisra Yayin, the Yisra Tuma is separable from the Yisra Yayin, because you see Nazirus Shimshon, you can have just Yayin, but it doesn't work the other way. If a person says Hareini Nazir Mituma, then automatically he has the Yisra of Chartan, Zag, V'Yayin, all the other stuff as well. So that's the Rashash's Kasha. But anyway, so now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, again, just asks a question. The Gemara says, I don't understand. If a husband can only be made for, if a husband has the ability to be made for only the Inoy Nefesh section of a neder and not the other section of a neder, then how come when a woman when a husband is made for the Yayin section of a Nazirus, how come the Tumah section of the Nazirus goes away as well? There's no Inoy Nefesh in Tumah. So answers the Gemara, Amri, Tumas Meis, Nami Yislatzara. There's Inoy Nefesh about Tumas Meis as well. Why? Where's the Inoy Nefesh? Why does it matter so much to a person that they should be able to come Tami Lameisim? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk in Koheles tells us that when you go to a Levaya, Vacha Yitein Alibo, that the survivors, the living, take it to heart. Vitanya, and the Brice explains, what exactly is the Chai supposed to be focused on? What exactly is he supposed to be Nosein Alibo? The Iyun Yaakov writes that Rameir cannot explain the Pasuk Kipshuto, that what do you mean, what's he supposed to be Yitein Alibo? That a person dies because of Averos, and therefore be Yitein Alibo, not to do Averos, so you won't die. So the Iyun Yaakov says, no, it can't be that that's the intention of the pasuk according to Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Sof Adam Lamavas V'Sof Behem L'Shchita V'Kol L'Misa Hein Omdim, which means Yesh Misa Belochet. All death is not a result of sin. That death happens, death is inevitable, regardless of whether a person sins or not. Even if a person never sinned in their entire life, which is nearly impossible. Maram Babas gives a list of 5 people who never sinned, but very, very rare. Death is inevitable for everybody. So Rav Meir cannot understand the pasuk of Achayitin Alibo, that if you don't want to end up where the dead guy is, then don't do Averus. Because guess what? Even if you don't do Averus, you're going to end up where the dead guy is. So what's Achayitin Alibo? So what it should be Yitin Alibo is the Yispod, Yispodunai. That if a person is in the habit during his lifetime of being maspid other people, then when he dies, they'll pay him back by being maspid him. Di yivkun, yivkun lei. If a person cries on the loss of other people, then other people will cry when he dies. Di yikbar, yikbru nei. A person who's osik in kvura of other people, then other people will be kover him. So mela, a woman has tsar if she's not allowed to be mitamei lemesim, because she's not able to be osik in kvura of other people, and therefore she's going to suffer from that, because other people are not going to be also in her kvura. So therefore, the husband could be made for even that section of the Nazirus, because that's also Inui Nefesh. So the assumption of the Kasha was incorrect. We assumed in the Kasha that, yeah, wine is Inui Nefesh, but Tumas Mason is not Inui Nefesh. Husband can't touch that part of the Nazirus. If you hold that on a dynamic neder, you can only be made for the Inui Nefesh part. So says Mar, no, that is Inui Nefesh, because she's going to end up suffering from it. Hafla asks a very sharp Kasha. He points out out that Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, Vasisi imadi chesed ve'emes. And Rashi on the spot says, Ezu chesed shalemes, chesed shalosim v'mesim is chesed shalemes. Why is it chesed shalemes when you do chesed v'mesim? Because you're eno metzapel l'tashlim gemul. That when you do chesed with mesim, you don't expect anyone to pay you back because the guy's dead, so you can't pay it back. So you're not metzapel l'tashlim gemul, and that's why it's chesed shalemes. It's the ultimate chesed to do chesed with mesim. So the Aftalah says, our Gemara just says over here, the Yaspel, the Yaspel, the Lay, the Yivka, and Yivka, and Lay, the Yikbar, and Yikbar, and Lay. That it's, you're expecting a Tashlam Gemul, meaning, and that's why it's Inui Nefesh, because you're not going to get the Tashlam Gemul if you're not involved in the Chesed. So how could Rashi call that a Chesed Shalemes? So the Afla says, yeah, but you're not getting Tashlam Gemul from the person that you're doing the Chesed with, meaning that guy is not going to get up out of the Kever and bury you, right? Meaning it's not that you can get Tashlam Gemul in the terms of in the paying it forward kind of Tashlam Gemul, but not in the paying it back type of Tashlam Gemul. Okay, period. Now we begin a new sugya, a new Mishnah. So this Mishnah teaches us two halachos that seem totally unrelated to each other. The first one seems relevant to the discussions we're having in this parak. So a woman takes a neder and she says, "Kolim shani nena l'brios." And I'm taking a neder that whatever hana'ah I get from brios should be like a korban to me, meaning she's asering all hana'ah from all people on her. So einu yachal afer. The husband is not able to be made for that neder because it's not considered a neder of inoy nefesh. This Mishnah clearly is assumes like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who's very machmir about Inui Nefesh, and the entire parak is Rabbi Yossi. We already saw in yesterday's daf that the entire parak is like Rabbi Yossi. There is a machlokas Rishonim within Shita's Rabbi Yossi. The Rosh and Tosos write that even though he can't be made for Mishum Nidri Inui Nefesh, he's still able to be made for, because it's at least Dvar Mishabin Olevina, if she takes a neder from the whole world, and the Hafara will at least work while they're still married, whereas the Karanor is Medayik from the Ram Pirush Mishnai, instead of according to Rabbi Yossi, he can't be made for at all, even Dvarim Shebeinu Levina. But this is all Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Remember, the Shita of the Rabbanan is against our Mishnah, where that holds that the husband is able to be made for the neder, because this does count as Inui Nefesh, and the Afara will work even after they get divorced. That's what Shmuel said in yesterday's daf, that even if she says, Hana'as Ploni Alai, Shmuel said, Yachala Hafer, even if she doesn't take a neder in the Zirus, a neder Hana'ah from the whole world. She takes a neder hana'ah from Ploni, from one guy. The husband is able to be made for because it's considered Inui Nefesh. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. But this Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Yossi that even if she takes a neder from the whole world, that she's not allowed to get an hana'ah from the whole world, that's not considered Inui Nefesh. Even though she asked hana'ah from the whole world on herself, she's allowed to get hana'ah from Leket Shechon Peya. Because the Pasuk says, La'ani v'lager tazov osam. It doesn't say Lashon Nesina, so there's no Tovas Hana'a Lebailim by Leket Shechopeya. The person isn't giving it to me, they just abandoned it, they left it in the field, and then the Ani is allowed to come and take it. So that's not called that she's getting Hana'a from the brios. It's she's taking it from Hefker. Is it only Leket Shechopeya? So Shidim Gratz says, and Peret and Olulos, we don't have to go through all the different Matnos Aniyim that you find in Mesachos Peya. It means all of them. The Shach in Siman Reish Lamed Daled in Yardea writes that just like she's allowed to get Hana'a from Leket Shechopeya, she could also get Hana'a from things that are Hefker. I mean, Leket Shechopeya are just examples of institutionalized Hefker, but if there are things that happen to be Hefker, she can get Hana'a from those things as well. That's also not getting Hana'a from the brios. So that's one din. Now the Mishnah tells us what seems like a totally unrelated din. Person takes a neder and he says, Konim Kohanim Levim Nenim Li. That whatever a man takes a neder, the Kohanim and Levim should be, whatever their nena from me should be ushered to them like a karban. Meaning that the Kohanim and Levim are not allowed to get Hana'a from me. The first din in the Mishnah was a woman saying, I'm not allowed to get Hana'a from anybody, from the rest of the world. Second din is a man saying, Kohanim and Levim are not allowed to get Hana'a from me. So Yitlu Al-Karcho, they can take Truma Meiser from him against his will. He can't Aser all Kohanim and Levim from taking Trumas and Meisros. He doesn't have the authority to take such a neder that they're not going to be allowed to take Trumas and Meisros. Because even though Kohanim and Levim are not allowed to get Hana'a from him, they're allowed to take Trumas and Meisros, the Gemara is going to explain why. why? Why is that called that they're not getting hanah? Tos Yom Tov points out that there's a machlokas if he's allowed to give Trumas and Maisos to the Kohen Levim. Meaning, is the Mishnah being meduyuk when it says Yitlu al Karcho, that since they're not allowed to get hanah from him, they can only dafka take it? Or is it that he's even allowed to give it? It's just that the neder's not chal on the Trumas and Maisos. So that seems to be a machlokas. The Beis Yosef writes that he's even allowed to give Biyadayim, directly to the Kohanim and Levim. When it says Yitlu Bal Karcho, it's just that would be the normal case about a guy who takes a neder, the Kohanim and Levim, shouldn't get enough from him. He's probably not interested in giving it to them. So that's why the Mishnah says Yitlu. But it doesn't have to be Yitlu. If he decides afterwards that he's happy to then just give it to them, that could work as well. Whereas the Ran, earlier in this Masechta, and Daf Mem Zayin, understands that a Dafka says Yitlu Bal Karcho, but he's not allowed to actually give it to them. Kohanim Elu Levim Elu. But if he's more limiting in his nether and he says, I don't want these particular Kohanim, these particular Levim to get any Anah from me, then fine, Yitlu Acherim. So then other Kohanim and Levim should take his Trumas and Maisos. But Kohanim that he took the nether against would be Aser, would Taka be Aser to take the Trumas and Maisos from him. Now, what in the world is this doing here? This the Rambam, Pirusha Mishnah, says, why is this din at all shaykh to the Mishnah? The Mishnah was talking about a woman who took a nether, and this din is about a woman who took a neder to Aser herself, and this is about a man who takes a neder to Aser other people from him. What's got to do with the first halach on the Mishnah? So the Rambam, Pirusha Mishnah, suggests that it's brought because it is somewhat similar to the previous din. Because the first din said that if a woman takes a neder that she's not going to get any hanah from the brios, that she's allowed to get hanah from Leket Shechopeya because it's Mimatnos Aniyim. So the Tana is telling me a similar din by a man takes a neder that Kohanim Levim can't get hanah from him, that they're allowed to get Trumas Maisos because it's matanos, meaning it has a din of matanos. And just like the woman's neder, the exception to the Isra neder that she took is that she's allowed to get matnos aniyim. So the exception to the neder that the man took, that Kohanim Levim are not allowed to get hanah from him, is the matanos that are magia lehem, is the matanos that they're supposed to get, which is the Trumas Maisos. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, there seems to be a stira in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the husband cannot be mefer her neder because it's not inui nefesh, right? When she takes a neder, then I'm not allowed to get hanah from anybody. That's not called inui nefesh, and therefore the husband cannot be mefer. So alma efshur demitazno midilei. It sounds like she's allowed to get mezonos from her husband, and that's why the husband can't be mefer the neder, because it's not inui nefesh, because she could still get fed by just taking whatever the husband is willing to give her, because that was the husband was not part of the neder. Mechlal debal lav b'chal briosu, which gives you the impression that the husband is not included in the neder because she only took a neder from brios, but the husband apparently is not part of brios that she had in mind. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Ran and Tosos, how do you know that she couldn't get hanah? Mishal Bayl, the Gemara is making an assumption that she's allowed to get hanah from the husband. Why don't you just say that the Seifa is a perush of the, meaning that the next line in the Mishnah is a perush of the first line in the Mishnah? Why is it that the husband cannot be mefer? Not because the husband is able to give her stuff, but because she can have leket, shicha, peya. That's why he can't be mefer. That's why it's not inui nefesh, because she has the option of getting food from elsewhere. The Gemara is making the assumption that the reason it's not inui nefesh is because she has the option of getting food from the husband. Maybe it means that she has the option of getting food from leket, shicha, peya. So the Ran suggests that it says in the Mishnah of Yechola that she's able to get hanah from leket, shicha, peya. It sounds like that's a separate din, that it's not in the sinas tam l'resha. It should have said mipnei sheyichola. If it wanted to explain, right, when it says kodem shanina l'bris en yachola hafer, it should say mipnei sheyichola hilanus b'lachat shechopeya. It doesn't say that. It says v'yichola l'eros b'lachat shechopeya, which sounds like, in addition to the fact that it's not a nedra v'inu nefesh, because she can anyway get from the husband, on top of that also there's a separate din yichola l'eros b'lachat shechopeya. So it sounds like it's not in the sinas tam. The other answer the Ran gives is that you can't say that because she's able to be nana from Lech Shechopeya, that it's not inui nefesh. Because the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak told us that if a woman takes a neder hanah from a chenveni that typically sells to her husband on credit, the husband is able to be made for that neder, because sometimes he won't have cash on him and he's not going to be able to provide for her. He's not going to be able to find another chenveni to sell him on credit, and that's going to involve inui nefesh. So if that's inui nefesh, when there's a chenveni that normally sells to the husband on credit, for cases at the time, you know, for those rare instances when the husband doesn't have cash. That's called dinei nefesh, but it's not going to be called dinei nefesh when she has a nedra enough from all brios, from the entire world. Now, it must be that when she has a nedra enough from all brios, the reason it's not dinei nefesh is because the nedra doesn't apply to her husband, and the husband is her main provider. So as long as her husband's providing for her, there's no dinei nefesh. So from the first line in the Mishnah, you get the distinct impression that bal lav b'chal briosu, that the husband's not included in the neder, and he's able to provide for her. But ema seifa. But then the Mishnah goes on to say, yuchala lehanos b'lech shechopeya, that she's allowed to get hanor from lech shechopeya because it's hefker. That implies aval midbal lo achla, that she's not allowed to get from the bal. How does that imply that she's not allowed to get from the bal? Because who gets to eat lech shechopeya? Who's eligible for lech shechopeya? It's only aniyim that are eligible for lech shechopeya. If she's got a husband that takes care of her and provides for her and gives her everything she needs, she's not an aniya, and therefore she's not eligible for lech shechopeya. Alma bal b'chal briosu. So that implies that the husband is b'chal brios. It's a fascinating assumption the Gemara is making. She doesn't have a penny to her name. She just has a husband that supports her. So that's not called that she's an aniya. The fact that someone has to support her means that she's not considered to be poor. The in the Kovitza Aras, Rabbi Chanan asks on the Gemara Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav tells us that a person should not tell a yenuka, should not tell a child that yivin alach midi below yahiv. You shouldn't tell a child you can give him something and then not follow through, because asilag muri shikri. You're going to teach him how to be dishonest. Rabbi Chanan says, I don't understand. Why is it only asr because you're going to teach him sheker? It's an isra of nidrei tzedakah. A child is an ani. A child doesn't own anything. He doesn't have a penny to his name. So nidrei tzedakah you have to follow through on anyway. Forget about the fact that you're going to teach him lamdu l'shon dvar sheker. Every child is poor because children don't own anything. So the Stipler says that we must be talking about a katan pachsim ben sheish, that aviv is chayiv lefarneso, that the father has to support him. So yeah, he doesn't own anything, but he has a father that's supporting him, and he brings a raya from the Ran in our sugya, that a woman who's samich al shulchan baila, even though the husband's one that has all the money, she doesn't own anything. Yeah, but there's someone that has to support her, and if there's someone that has to support her, so then that's not considered that she's an aniya. The Stipler uses this to discuss, can you give matanos, let's say bachum and yeshiva want to give matanos levyonim on Purim time, can you just give it to each other? They're all poor, none of them have any money, their parents are paying tuition, they don't have any, whatever they have is really belongs to their parents, they don't have. So is every bachur that you know, his parents live in a big house in the five towns or whatever, but he's you know, he's poor because he doesn't have anything. So they say no, you can't, because the parents are supporting him. So the Stipler starts by saying pachus ben sheish, where the parents are chayiv to support him, but then he veers from that and he says, and also if the parents are supporting him, meaning like if it's like understood that that's what's happening, then the person is not an evyon. Okay, so now the Gemara has this stira. So three answers to the stira. Number one, Amar Ula, really the diuk from the Reish is correct, that liolam lav b'chal briosu, that the husband is not included in the brios, and she's allowed to get hana from the baal, and it's therefore not inui nefesh. And when it says that she get hana from lekach shechopeya, v'od ein yachala from neishichol lehanas lekach shechopeya, it's giving another reason that the husband could be mefir, even if the husband is an ani and he doesn't have the ability to support her. It's still not in her nefesh because she still has the ability to collect from lekach shechopeya. Second answer to the stira, Rava Amar liolam bal bichlal briosu. Really, the husband is included in the original neder when the sefer of the Mishnah says that she can get enough from lekach shechopeya. Matam ka Amar. It's giving you the reason for the first line. Matam in yochla hafer. Why can't the husband be mefir? Not because he's supporting her, but it's because she's able to have lekat shechupeya. And then a third approach, Rav Nachman Amar liolam bal lav b'chlal briosu, that really the husband is not included in brios, and the husband is therefore able to support her, and that's why the husband cannot be made for her neder, because he could just give her whatever she needs. So there's no inu nefesh in her neder. V'achi katani, when the Mishnah goes on to say that she get hana from lekat shechupeya, it's not a reason why the neder is not inu nefesh. It's just telling me a separate din that, by the way, right now it's not inu nefesh because the husband's supporting her and he's allowed to get he's allowed to support her. But niskarsha, if let's say they get divorced and now the husband goes back into that category of brios and she's not allowed to get on off from him either, so is the neder now going to be something that's considered inu nefesh? Nah, yichal leonis b'lekach shechopeya. Even that's not going to be considered inu nefesh because she's still going to be able to get hana from Lekat Shechopeya. Okay, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph.